Not many musicians can claim to have changed the sound of their genre. Flamenco vocalist Camarón de la Isla is on that short list. He re-energized a centuries-old tradition, leading flamenco into the 20th century and beyond. In another report in our series, 50 Great Voices, NPR's Felix Contreras tells us how he did it.
Flamenco singing is one of life's deeper musical mysteries. We hear traces of Africa by way of the Moors. You can also hear bits of Punjabi singing. There are Persian, Arabic, and even Jewish cultures in the DNA of flamenco. Some say it's almost impossible to understand the subtle nuances of the vocal tradition because flamenco singing is so complex. Even Paco de Lucía, Spain's most celebrated flamenco guitarist, says it's a hard nut to crack.
Porque es la expresión, yo diría, más pura del flamenco.
He says it is the purest expression of flamenco, and because of that, it is difficult to understand. Outside of Spain, flamenco singing is the least valued, he says, because it is so complex and difficult to grasp. Camarón de la Isla not only understood it, he lived it. His family was Gitano, Spanish for Gypsy or Roma. He was born Ramón Monje Cruz, and his nickname reflected his small size and unusual light skin. Camarón de la Isla, small white shrimp from the island. As he began his career, flamenco was still a connoisseur's music, hardly part of the Spanish popular mainstream. So as he started to revolutionize the music in the early 1970s, you'd think that it was a somewhat quiet rebellion, noticed only by diehard aficionados and musicians. Think again. The music burst out of the tiny bars and meeting rooms where flamenco had been traditionally performed for centuries. Tens of thousands flocked to auditoriums to hear him sing. Rock stars like Mick Jagger paid notice. And yet just how he did it is as hard to pin down as one of the non-Western scales he sang so well. For 10 years, starting in the late 1960s, Camarón and Paco de Lucía made a series of albums that upended tradition and made them both flamenco superstars. Brooke Zern helped me understand how they did that. He's a U.S.-based writer and educator who was recently knighted by the King of Spain for his life's work of educating the world about flamenco. We listened to a cut called Son Tus Ojos Dos Estrellas from an early album by the duo. Now, is that some kind of establishing his presence? Is that a technique to do that?
Yes. This is the tradition is to begin a song and tune up your voice with a syllable, usually I, he did.
And then eventually he gets into the lyric.
Yes.
I think what people hear are the trills, the unusual trills and the almost non-Western intervals between the notes.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, the great master of micro intervals was Camarón. He was known for his afinación, which simply means the ability to be perfectly on pitch, although not necessarily on the notes of a Western scale. Flamenco music uses microtonal intervals all the time, and nobody cut them closer and did them more precisely, technically, than this young artist. What's happening? He's saying, by the way, they tell me you're deceiving me. And I just hate to think about that.
That'll raise your blood pressure.
That's it. It's a jealousy. Here he goes.
What was it that he did there?
It's improvisational in the jazz sense, that it's happening in the moment. It's something that he won't do again, and there it is. Live with it.
Let's listen to it again. It's this last phrase at the end, right?
Yes. Okay. The Spaniards have a word, rematar, to end something, and that's when you sum it all up, wrap it up, and there's no better way to end this particular light style of song, but very gypsy, the Bulerias, than what he just did there.
Camarón's successes were matched only by his excesses. Like so many other musicians, he fell victim to drinking and drug abuse. And in 1992, at the age of 42, Camarón de la Isla died. The official cause of death was lung cancer as a result of years of heavy smoking. Many of his fans blamed his lifestyle. What was not at issue was Camarón's voice and how this one slight young man became such a presence that the history of flamenco is forever divided between before Camarón and after Camarón. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
From flamenco to fado, hip-hop to folk, over the past year our series 50 Great Voices has included singers from a wide range of styles, and now there are just three more voices to go. Here's a little test for you. See if you can guess who they are. Samples from the final three singers in our series, 50 Great Voices. We'll be learning their names and hearing more of their voices in weeks to come. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.